This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5 OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We would like to announce our 2024 annual general meeting. This will be held at our new club rooms at 11 Hastings Street, Seaford, South Australia. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. with a start time of approximately 6:45 p.m. There will be tea and coffee available with light snacks with a gold coin donation. All members are welcome. We hope to see you there on the 28th of November 2024 at 11 Hastings Street, Seaford. This has been Nathan, VK5 OG, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, one and all. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's North East Radio Club news. The North East Radio Club meets on the second and fourth Fridays of each month at the Modbury West Community Hall in Capulet Crescent. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. There's ample off-street parking and tea, coffee and soft drinks are available. The next general meeting is on Friday the 13th of September and we'll be defying the fates with our gathering on that auspicious night. Now the North East Radio Club is having a men's shed activity on Tuesday the 1st of October at the Valiant Road Holden Hill Men's Shed. Arrive there at 12 noon for a 1 p.m. start and we'll activate amateur radio and spread the word about our great hobby. Well, that's all for this time. Keep on staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up on Saturday the 26th of October is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This event will again be held at David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9:30 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. There'll be plenty of spots for sellers in our car park area, and we'll also be inviting all amateur radio clubs to participate in the hall area. We're also happy to announce that Elite Communications will be at the event, with a few more other sellers to be announced over the next few weeks. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. We're now accepting bookings, so email vk5arg@areg.org.au to reserve your spot. Our next general business meeting will be held on Friday the 20th of September, with a talk from Adam VK5GA on operating amateur satellites. Adam will give a rundown of his journey and experience so far with portable satellite operations, including operating the Green Cube Medium Earth Orbit satellite. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. As usual, for more information on AREG's upcoming events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB, standing in for President John, who's a long way away in VK6 on holidays. I received a message from John a few days ago saying he tried to join the Boat Anchor Net portable from north of Geraldton last Tuesday. He said he could hear the net but couldn't get in. I did hear a couple of very faint stations calling under my usual high 80 metre noise, but despite calling for other check-ins, I don't think Dean could copy those stations either. Could have been John. It wouldn't have been his radio since he's running a trusty bulletproof Kodan in the Toyota, but I expect that his portable whip on the bull bar didn't do the trick. Nevertheless, we'll take a really good listen out for him this coming Tuesday. And we'll listen for you too on 3620 megs at 7:30 if you feel like coming up and joining the net for a few words on the boat anchors. No need to have a bottle-driven radio. All are welcome. Very good news from Paul, VK5PH, this week, our AHARS training and assessment coordinator, who put through 12 new foundation licensees and one new advanced call last weekend. Excellent results, Paul, and those new calls are to be congratulated on their achievement. They will, of course, be most welcome on air, and what better place to start than the AHARS 2-metre net at 8 p.m. every Monday night on the VK5RAD repeater. Again, all welcome. Since April this year, Paul has put through 52 new licensees, which is an outstanding contribution to our hobby and of great support to AHARS and the AR community. Without new licensees, our hobby will fade away. So if you hear a new station calling, call back and make contact. Great work, Paul. Paul's fortnightly coffee club at Café Bongiorno at Mitcham was held again on Tuesday the 3rd of September and had a good roll-up. Paul says the next coffee club will be Tuesday 17 September. Don't forget the upcoming dates. Friday 13th will be the AHARS lunch at the Blackwood RSL. Come and enjoy some fine RSL lunch and good company. Then, Thursday the 19th is the next AHARS general meeting at the Blackwood Uniting Church with a 7:30 start. If you've never been to one of our meetings, do come and say hello. Then, on the 22nd, it's the Equinox, and you know that after that, the year seems to accelerate to the big day in December. So that's all from AHARS for now, and see you next time.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. There will be some tired surge members this morning after they were late getting home after providing the communications for yet another South East Automobile Club car rally. Held in the Kongerong area to the west of Mount Gambier, four control points comms over two rounds for a total of 8 start-finish controls. Hopefully, all went well, and the weather was a good deal better than it has been for the last 2 weeks. I will report further next week. Last Wednesday, a small group attended a dinner at a local Chinese restaurant in order to catch up with former club president and now club co-patron, Dr. Kevin K.J. Johnson, VK4UH. Kevin, unfortunately, relocated to Queensland a number of years ago, and we miss his cheery presence quite a bit. The dinner was very well attended, and all present enjoyed the evening and the meal. Kevin's co-patron, Colin, VK5DK, was able to attend as well, which was a nice bonus, as they have been friends for many years. In other news, the working bee at the Bluff that was slated for last Sunday had to be cancelled in the interests of safety because the forecast was for very high winds, and it was decided that, because it was also Father's Day, it was better to call it off. This will be rescheduled to a new date in the very near future, weather permitting, of course. We will now step up our efforts with regard to fitting out our outside broadcast hut as the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb gets ever closer. Our coffee mornings continue to be well attended, and at time the numbers approach what we get at formal meetings. The atmosphere is always laid back, and the subjects of conversation are many and varied, with some members bringing in some very interesting projects that they have built or are in the process of building. One member has recently brought in a soldering iron that is powered from power tool batteries, and a very neat job he made of it, even to the point of having the iron supported on an integrated stand. Well done, Jack, VK5EBA. Over the last few weeks, we have been shown some very clever and well-built items made by members with an inventive streak, which, of course, is what amateur radio is all about. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.